The caregiving industry is already struggling with a workforce shortage. Add to that the fact that Americans are living longer and having fewer children. It's a population shift that means more people are growing into old age than people coming up behind them. In this report, NPR's Kristen Wright puts those two together, the decline in the birth rate and how that may reshape how we think about caring for the oldest Americans.
A retired school teacher sits in her black and white striped blazer and pearls, ready for a party in her honor. She smiles when you catch her eye.
My name is Evelyn G. White.
White is celebrating another birthday. She's 104 and grateful for her life and all the care and love she gets from her son, Maurice White, and his wife, Renee Devine. We ask if he's her only son.
As far as I know.
The couple has been caring for White at home for 25 years. They think she's one of the last of many they've cared for.
There's been 12.
You
know,
his
father, my mother, other aunts, uncles, grandparents.
They took care of White on their own until just a couple of years ago when she started needing more support. The family began hiring home health aides and found Salisa Sutton.
I'm like family. I call her my auntie.
Sutton says White was usually very active, going out for mile-long walks.
She was bathing herself, brushing her teeth, getting herself dressed. She would ride her bike. We go to the Senior Citizen Center every day.
But one day this summer, things changed. White had a stroke. She couldn't move her left side. She was in the hospital for 9 days and then had to go to rehab at Knollwood Senior Living Community in Washington, D.C. before she could go back home. Sutton still sings gospel music to her every day.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made.
White is surrounded by Sutton and her family. She sits at a table in the dining room at Knollwood for the celebration. The room is decorated with balloons, the table set with white and royal blue linens and pink flowers. Sunlight streams through the windows. 6 women are being honored. They've made it to 100. White's family says she's passed down to them her philosophy on life.
Being nice to everybody, being appreciative of things that are done for you.
Being nice and appreciative. Her son says that's the way he was raised. So he and his wife insisted that mom, who was a widow, move in with them all those years ago. It took a while to convince her, but she quickly adjusted.
She said to me, "This is the best thing I've ever done in my whole life. I don't have to worry about the roof, the heating, nothing. And we were so relieved because I was really worried that we hadn't pushed her into something she didn't want.
They know many families can't keep loved ones home. The couple never had children of their own. They shuffled back and forth from house to house most days, tending to their elders while working, and built an apartment in their basement for White. Maurice White says, as a black family, culture plays a role.
I do think that African-American families have more of a tendency to do that. Many because of money, but more just because of the family connection. It's just, this is my mom. We put her to bed every night and say prayers with her.
According to a recent Pew Research Center survey, about a quarter of black, Asian, and Hispanic Americans, the term used by Pew, live in multi-generational households like theirs. Like so many, Maurice White and Renee Devine wish they had a senior care blueprint. They're still learning how to care for White as she gets older.
And it's a gradual process. I mean, every week or every month something changes. Mom had been fixing her own food, and then it got to the point where it started to be an issue.
And now things are changing again since the stroke. Walking is harder than it used to be, and White will have to sleep in a hospital bed when she gets home from rehab. This is the couple's advice for people who want to care for their loved ones at home.
Research, research, research.
White has long-term care insurance, but her family still had to shift some things around, like selling property to cover some of her care.
You try to do your due diligence to gather your facts and learn and ask questions.
And finding people like Sutton who love caring for others.
How you feel, Miss White?
Good. Feeling good.
Even with an experienced, dedicated caregiver who comes into their home, there are many hard days. The couple has taken workshops to help manage the stress and emotions. Devine shares this release technique.
If you are driving in your car, you blast your radio or your music. You're screaming at the top of your lungs. You just scream.
Millions of families across the country are feeling the frustration, too. The cost of care keeps rising, and cuts to Medicaid and years-long state waiting lists for home and community-based care leave many with few options. And at this rate, population shifts will mean more older people and fewer caregivers.
My concern is the nursing shortage.
Beverly Morgan is the head of marketing at Knollwood, where White went for stroke rehab. Morgan's been a registered nurse for 30 years.
There's a physician shortage. There's a physical therapy. Healthcare professionals are dwindling.
It got worse at the height of the pandemic, and the Trump administration's immigration policies are expected to put more strain on the care workforce. Immigrants make up almost a third of professional direct long-term care workers. Beverly Morgan wonders how older people will get the care they need in the future.
I'm not so sure as a country how we're going to be able to meet those needs when the population of people are growing, but the professionals that are going to be able to serve them are not.
1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
At the party, the honorees get bouquets of pink roses, including Evelyn White.
Thank you so much.
She says the celebration was moving.
It was wonderful. I thought it was so nice. I'm blessed.
Blessed, she says. Devin says the family's prayers have been answered. After weeks of rehab, White's going home.
We're proud of you, Mom, because you've worked very hard here. It's hard to do rehab in the best of times, but at 104, you're an inspiration to us all.
Thank you. Isn't that nice?
Generations to come will make hard decisions about how to care for their elders. Some days, White's son, who's 75, and daughter-in-law, who's 68, both retired, talk about who will take care of them and where.
I've always said I'd stay in my house until the day I died.
The couple agrees they have more talking to do, but they do know they'll always need human connection.
Then it dawned on me, but then you could kind of be isolated all the time, and I think that's one of the things that's helped Mom. She's never been isolated, and it made a difference. It kept her alive.
Maurice White and Renee Devine's hope is that the country can solve the caregiving crisis and be ready for shifts in the population so that families can afford care, professional workers are valued with better wages, and aging family members get the care they deserve. With NPR senior producer Marisa Peñalosa, I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News, Washington.